Hi, friends, and welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. I'm Mike Whitmer, and I titled our reading, Investing in Others. When a corporation offered 1,000 frequent flyer miles for every 10 purchases of one of their foods, one man realized their cheapest product was individual cups of chocolate pudding. He bought more than 12,000. For $3,000, he received gold status and a lifetime supply of air miles for himself and his family. He also donated the pudding to charity, which netted him an $800 tax write-off. Genius! In Luke chapter 16, Jesus told a controversial parable about a cunning manager who, as he was being fired, reduced what debtors owed his master. The man knew he could rely on their help later for the favor he was doing them now. Jesus wasn't praising the manager's unethical business practice, but he knew we could learn from his ingenuity. Jesus said we should shrewdly use worldly wealth to gain friends for yourselves, so that when it is gone, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. As the pudding guy turned 25-cent desserts into flights, so we may use our worldly wealth to gain true riches. What are these riches? Jesus said, "Give to the poor, and you will provide purses for yourselves that will not wear out, a treasure in heaven that will never fail, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys." Our investment doesn't earn our salvation, but it does affirm it. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Luke chapter 16, verses 1 through 12. Jesus told his disciples, "There was a rich man whose manager was accused of wasting his possessions. So he called him in and asked him, 'What is this I hear about you? Give an account of your management, because you cannot be manager any longer.' The manager said to himself, 'What shall I do now? My master is taking away my job. I'm not strong enough to dig, and I'm ashamed to beg. I know what I'll do, so that when I lose my job here, people will welcome me into their houses.' So he called in each one of his master's debtors. He asked the first, 'How much do you owe my master?' 900 gallons of olive oil, he replied. The manager told him, 'Take your bill, sit down quickly, and make it 450. Then he asked the second, 'And how much do you owe?' 1,000 bushels of wheat, he replied. He told him, 'Take your bill and make it 800. The master commended the dishonest manager because he had acted shrewdly. For the people of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own kind than are the people of the light. I tell you, use worldly wealth to gain friends for yourselves, so that when it is gone, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much. And whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much. So if you have not been trustworthy in handling worldly wealth, who will trust you with true riches? And if you have not been trustworthy with someone else's property, who will give you property of your own?" Let's pray. Loving God, help us to invest in the poor, for Jesus' sake and yours. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.